Hi, this is Debbie, the Mortgage Mom. We'd like to welcome JMJ Financial Group to Mortgage Mom Radio. Since opening their doors in Southern California in 1992, yes, folks, 1992, JMJ Financial Group has been changing perspectives one person at a time, one-on-one contact. JMJ Financial Group is a mortgage bank with every loan program that you could need under one roof. FHA, VA, USDA, conventional, and jumbo. What program do you need? They're going to work with you one-on-one. They're a full-service, customer-centric mortgage lender. Do you require real estate services too? It can be quick and simple with the right guidance. JMJ Financial has some great information you can put to use when making your decision. Want to work with JMJ Financial? Don't you want somebody who's going to help you along the way? Call Mortgage Mom Radio, 844-935-3634. Or hey, text the word mom to 474747. You trust your mom, so trust who mom trusts. Technology when you need it, human touch when you want it. JMJ Financial. All right. Well, welcome back. You are listening to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and I have got my fancy sidekick over here, Heidi Slagelpoints.
That's a mouthful.
We call her Heidi. That's all you guys need to know. And yes, she really is my right hand. She is my girl. It's hard for me to get her here at the studio early in the morning. And so I am overly grateful that she came in and she's doing this show with me today. How's your morning going so far?
So far, so good. No, I'm happy to be here with you. Just, you know, getting up and getting here is the hard part. Once I'm here, I'm good.
Once you're here, you're good. Yeah. And we had a great piece, you know, at the beginning of the show. And, you know, I know a lot of you are in your car, you're getting in, you're getting out, you're driving to work on a Saturday morning, and maybe you missed a piece of the show earlier, you know, from before the break. And, you know, this is all on podcast. So if you guys want to listen to any of these episodes, you can go back and you can listen to anything at all that we talked about in previous shows. So just because it's off air here, it's not dead. It lives forever on the podcast. And you can find us anywhere that podcasts are played. So iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, Stitcher, anywhere that you want. You can go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com, and listen to the podcast right there. If you guys have the phone app, you can listen to it from the phone app. Do you want the phone app? It's actually kind of a cool thing. You guys should definitely get that. It's very, very helpful when you're trying to determine if a purchase is going to work. Can I afford it? What would the payment be? Should I refinance? What would that look like? If I pulled cash out, what would the new payment be if I paid all this off? So you can do a lot of that work and research yourself without having to actually pick up the call or pick up the phone and call. And, you know, a lot of people are a little bit hesitant at the beginning. It seems like they're a little, you know, kind of scared almost to make that call. One thing I do want to tell you is that we're not a hard sell over here. We're not a hard pitch. We're literally here to help you to determine what your best options are. And I cannot even tell you how many clients a day that I say, you're in good shape, do nothing. So we truly are here for the best advice that we can offer to you. And if you would feel better talking with one of us, a professional, you are more than welcome to give us a call and we will help you through that to make that decision. But some people do want to try to do it on their own. And my website has tools and calculators. The phone app has all the tools and calculators and all of the ways to listen to the podcast and get in touch with us. So if you'd like to download the phone app, you guys can do that by texting the word mom to 474747. If you have questions for us, you can also send me questions. You can send me messages through the phone app and we will answer those questions for you. And we'll do it right here on air. And you'll also get an answer back from us through text message. So if you are thinking about something that we talked about a little bit earlier in the show and you want to ask a question about that, start sending those over right now. Just text the word mom to 474747. You will get a response back from me with a link to the application to the phone app. And you can also send your question then at that point. So a couple things I want to get into. We are going to start answering some text messages that came in, and I'm going to actually go back to all of the ones that came in last week while I was gone out of town. So we're going to start with those ones first. But one thing I did want to talk about at the beginning of the show, we actually talked about, you know, all of these interest rates that people are seeing and, you know, kind of that bait to get you to call. And then you find out that's not actually, you know, the interest rate that I get. And so I wanted to kind of go through those things. I know I've done it before, but it's really important to understand why every person doesn't get the same interest rate. And it doesn't matter whether you have an FHA loan, a VA loan, a conventional loan, a jumbo loan, a bank statement loan. Every single loan program works the same way. Every single person gets a different interest rate. Interest rates are based on risk. Risk factors are laid out by the investors that are giving you the loan. So obviously, you know, if it's a VA loan, the VA is determining what risk factors that we have to use when determining what interest rate that we can offer to you. Same with Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, you know, a jumbo loan going to a private investor, going through a bank statement or a subprime loan. It's all based on different factors. And what are those factors? Okay, so we get into property type. You know, a condo is going to be more expensive than a single family home. A 2-4 unit property is going to be more expensive than a condo. So depending on the property type, you're going to have a little bit of an adjustment. Your loan to value. Well, what does loan to value mean? How much equity do you have in your home? And that goes for a purchase as well. If you buy a home for $500,000, are you putting 5% down, 10% down, 20% down, 40% down? How much are you putting down? That is your loan to value. Or if you own the home today and you're refinance, then, you know, what is your home worth versus how much of a new loan are we going to give you? So how much equity is left in between? That is your loan to value. The lower that your loan to value, the better that the interest rate will be. So typically we'll see in an advertisement that they're going to use all of the very best factors when they throw that interest rate out there as far as what rate can you achieve. They're going to use a loan to value at 60%. So you've got 40% equity. They're going to do it as a purchase or rate and term refinance. They're not going to price it out for you as a cash out. So that's another piece that will change that interest rate that you will get. Are you doing cash out, or are you just refinancing your current balance, or are you purchasing the home for the first time and it's brand new purchase money? Those are going to be a different risk factor and a different interest rate. So what are some of the other things that we see, Heidi, that come to play when we're determining what that interest rate is?
They're always going to look at your debt to income. So really what that is how much liability you have versus how much income you're making. They do look at your gross income, but they have to factor in the way that they calculate your income versus your housing payment, your new housing payment for your front end, and then your housing payment plus your current debts for the back end. And most of the ones that they're advertising is below a 45% debt to income ratio.
And sometimes lower.
So, and sometimes lower.
I mean, I've even seen them at 38%.
Yeah, 38, because that's really where they want you to be. So a lot of times when you're seeing these great rates, they are probably more towards what Debbie said is below 38 and below. Mm-hmm. So if you're going higher than that, and I will be honest, most people are
the majority of the clients that we work with today's prices of homes and what they need to obtain the property, right, they're all typically between about 47-48%. And right, that is going to change the risk of the loan, which can change the interest rate that you achieve.
Right.
Some of the other things that we see are the loan balance. You know, a lot of people don't realize a Fannie Mae is a Fannie Mae loan. Well, it's not. So depending on the county that you're in, Fannie Mae has different guidelines of the loan limits. So in all counties, Fannie Mae's basic loan limit is $484,350. Those are going to be the very best interest rates if you are at that loan amount and lower. But think about California and Southern California, and particularly where we're all at here in LA, Orange, Riverside, San Bernardino. We are not in cheap housing areas. So we are probably looking at loan amounts that are over the $484,350. But what number are they going to advertise to get you to make that phone call? Well, they're going to advertise 40% equity in your home, a loan amount under $484,350, not doing any cash out or it's a purchase, a debt ratio that's probably 38% or lower, maybe 45, but that's where you're at. Those are the things that they're taking into account when they're determining what interest rate is available to you.
They're also looking at a credit score, generally at a 720 or above. So that they kind of set the mark at the 720. So they're looking at, you know, top tier credit for their advertisement.
They are. And when you're looking at a jumbo loan, jumbo loans actually have adjustments all the way up to a 780. So they're going to take the highest credit score that is the best interest rate for the program that they're advertising. And that is what they're going to use in their adjustment when putting out that interest rate, advertising that interest rate. So there's more to this, though, even from there. So we've got, now we've got credit score, we've got property type, we've got equity in your home, debt to income ratio. We're also looking at the are you including taxes and insurance?
Right.
So there's so much that goes into it. So yeah, so let's talk about occupancy.
Right. So we have occupancy, right? Is it going to be your primary residence? Is it going to be an investment? Is it going to be a second home? So primary residence is going to be your best rate. If it's an investment, if it's a second home, those are higher risk. So you're going to have a higher rate. Those all add on to your risk, factor there.
Yeah. And then, and it could actually make a pretty big difference. So, yes, you know, if you're buying a second home and you're thinking, hey, I'm going to buy this second home. It's a 2-4 unit property. It's going to be awesome. It's down by the beach. I'm going to put tenants in the other 2-3 units and I'm going to use one of those units for myself. Hey, guess what? A 2-4 unit property doesn't qualify for second home financing. We have to do it as an investment property. Investment properties are going to have the highest interest rates out of all three of those categories of occupancy.
Right. As well as the 2-4 units.
Exactly. Even if it is your primary residence and you're planning to live there full time and we call it your owner occupied, you're going to have a higher interest rate than you would somebody buying a single family home. So there's so much. And then also, whether you're going to impound your property taxes, whether you're going to do those escrows for your taxes and insurance. I have a lot of people, and I know because you're the one on the back end fixing things and making them right. But we have a lot of clients that want to do property taxes but not do their insurance. If you don't do both, you're not considered to be impounded. If you are not impounded, the interest rate is higher. So there is more risk to the bank when you are paying those taxes and paying that insurance on your own. There is more risk to the bank that you may not get those paid. If you don't get those paid, then you know, the city and the county, the tax collector can come in and take your property. So that's a risk to the lender that's got a loan against that property that would not get paid back. So, you know, if you're not going to impound, there's so much that goes into what creates your interest rate. You will never hear me. You'll never hear Debbie Marcoux. You'll never hear Mortgage Mom Radio ever at any point in time actually quote an interest rate to you. I will never do an advertisement with an interest rate in it. When you call me, we're going to talk about you personally. We're going to talk about your scenario. We're going to talk about, you know, what are your factors and where does your interest rate end up? So, you know, I guess at the whole part of this piece is I don't want people to feel, you know, they see an interest rate out there and then they call and they find out that's not the interest rate. Don't be upset about it. It's just the scenario. If we can drop the interest rate that you have today, we can make your cash flow better. You can buy a home where you couldn't buy one before. It's still a good transaction to do. If you're buying a house with 3% down or 3.5% down or 5%, 10%, and you can get into that home, if we're utilizing down payment assistance and we can get you in with very little out of pocket. We're closing a transaction right now today. The guy, he's buying his first place. I think we're closing on Monday. Buying his first condo and they're literally walking in the door with $3,000. That's it. His interest rate's higher, but he's getting into a home, you know?
Right.
So it really depends on, does it make sense for you? It doesn't depend on, is your rate the same as Sally's next door?
Right. You really can't compare what Sally's getting to what you're getting because you don't know what Sally's scenario is. You don't know what they have, what they're bringing, exactly what they're buying, exactly what they're putting down. So make sure that you're really just focusing on you and what you want and what you have and what your scenario is, because it's very hard. It is never apples to apples when you're comparing to somebody else.
Right.
So be careful with that.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, so if you guys have questions right now, you're more than welcome to call. You can call me at 844-935-3634. You guys want to text your questions in, please feel free to do so. You could text the word mom to 474747. I absolutely love email. And if you guys love email, that's fantastic. Let's do it. Go to my website, go to mortgagemomradio.com and click on contact us and you can send me a message. If you've got that phone app, you guys can send me an email right through there. You want to talk to Heidi directly? She's on that phone app as well. You can actually send her an email right through the phone app. There is a call us button in the phone app. So the phone app's pretty cool. And when you do text us, if you have a question, you will get a response back from us that says, how can we help you? And then we can start communicating and you'll also get a link to go ahead and download that phone app. So pretty cool stuff. If you guys do want to get a hold of us, we'd love to answer those questions for you. But since we're talking text messages, you want to get into some?
Sure. Let's do it.
All right. So I'm going to actually, we're going to see how you did while I was gone, because these are the ones that came in while, and I haven't read any of them. I haven't seen them. Between you and Alex, you guys handled everything. So I'm going to test you. So we're going to read a couple. I'm going to see how you answer. Okay. All right. So here's one. It says, bought our first home when we both had good credit, when we first bought our home 4 years ago, but sold it and have been renting ever since. And that's all we get. So one of the things I want to say when you guys send us a text message is we're going to answer where we feel that the question is going. The more detailed that you guys can get, the better. And sometimes to get really detailed, that's why that email is pretty cool. So if you guys do the contact us and you send us an email through the website, you can get as detailed as you want in there. But this one's kind of hard because she says bought our first home when we both had good credit. So I'm going to assume maybe that the credit isn't great now.
Right. Yeah. So my assumption would be something happened,
yep,
and the credit's not great now, so they're renting. My best advice is give us a call or send us an email. Let us take a look at where you're at today so we can see what we can do to help you, what opportunities you have, or if there's any challenges, how we can overcome them and help you get into your next home.
I like it. That's very, very good. All right. So let's do the next one. And hey, guys, remember, if you guys want to send questions, please feel free. Text the word MOM 474747. Get those coming in. We're going to answer those questions for you as well. So this one says, Mom, I'm 22 and have over $25,000 in debt. I love that she called me Mom.
That's
love it.
Great.
I have over $25,000 in debt as a 22-year-old. My credit is in the 400s and I need help.
Okay. So I would say give us a call. Let us look at your credit. We're going to have to pull your credit. Let us look at the credit. Let us do a simulator, see what we could do. We have to know kind of what assets you have available possibly so that we can look to consolidate. I don't know if she owns a house right now or doesn't own a house, or if she's just looking to see how she can get some of that debt down and get her credit up. So we could definitely talk to her. We could possibly send her over to Steve, our credit cowboy, to help her through this and really get her in a better place. You know, Steve's great. Credit cowboy is amazing. So I would definitely speak with her first and then possibly refer her over to the credit cowboy.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, that $25,000 in debt, sometimes we can, you know, look at how are we going to make that happen? What are the things that you can cut back on to be able to start to get that paid down and paid off. I'm going to guess that if she's in the 400s, it's not just the debt. There's more going on,
right,
than just the debt. There's late payments. There's maybe something took place at some point in time. Maybe she has student loans that she had gone bad on. Student loan companies are actually great to work with as, yes, far as if you call them up and say, I'm so far behind, they'll put you on a payment plan to get caught back up. And a lot of times they'll even get rid of the late payments off the credit report after you've completed a certain amount of,
right,
monthlies. They're absolutely fantastic. But definitely the first call she would make would be to us. Let's talk a little bit. I think Steve is a fantastic idea for her. Credit Law Solutions has just been amazing to us and to our clients. They've done some really great stuff. We've seen some major improvement in credit reports. People that could not have bought at all are able to, you know, get into financing. And sometimes in as little as couple months. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's maybe 6 months, but I've never really seen it drag on much longer than that. So definitely something that is worth your while if you're out there listening and you're thinking, oh gosh, I might really, you know, be, you know, that really might help me out a lot. I would really love to talk with your credit cowboy. Just give us a call or text me or send me an email, all of the ways that you guys can get a hold of us. If you want to text me right now, just text the word MOM to 474747. All you have to say is credit cowboy, and I will respond with his contact information, because I think that, you know, that would be really good for you to get one-on-one with him. Or if you want to send me an email about your scenario and what's going on with your credit, we can talk about it a little bit more and then I can get you referred over to him. But he's been great.
And I'm going to jump in and say something. Remember, it's never impossible. You just have to start somewhere, and we're here to help you get started.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about just getting started. Okay, so the next one is interested in first-time home buying educational materials.
Okay, well, I would first refer you to, Debbie has done a ton of podcasts, a lot of them about first-time home buyers. So you can go to YouTube, you can check it out. I would start there and then pick up the phone if you have any questions. But definitely start there. It will really help you with what your options are, where you should start and go from there.
And that's exactly what I would have said. I mean, I've really spent a lot of blood, sweat, and tears on the YouTube channel, and it's all about home buying. We have home buyer workshops 101 through 106 and 201 already posted. 202 was supposed to go out while I was on vacation, and we had a glitch, not a big deal. It is actually out right now today. You guys can go to YouTube and watch 202, and then 203 will be out in the next couple of weeks. It's already done. It's just, we've got to get it prepared and then up onto YouTube. But there, I literally take you from start to finish in those YouTube seminars to teach you what you need to do to get prepared to buy a home, and to understand the terms and understand the steps and the process and what does this mean and what does that mean and what am I spending money on with closing costs. And Steve, our credit cowboy, is actually in one of those workshops talking about what's the best thing to do to prepare for credit. So even if you're not looking to buy your first home, but maybe you want to try to learn more about credit and getting your credit score fixed, that would be a great one to go to YouTube and watch with Steve. So that's the credit repair video. But we've got, like I said, I've already got 7 of them out. Another one's up right now. So number 8 is going out this morning, and number 9's going to be out within the next couple of weeks. Other than that, call the office, get an appointment on my calendar to talk with me. We'll do a consultation, talk about you personally, and get you moving forward.
Yeah, great. The more